Well, we're going to come on the 25th of May. We'll leave on the 6th of June, which is pretty much the whole spread, isn't it, of the TT this year. Basically, the point is to make sure that everyone's having a good time on the street when they're out celebrating, because TT is great. Everything's lovely until it's not, until something happens that throws you a bit. So the street angels are there from about 9 o'clock at night through to the wee small hours. Just being a friendly face, being approachable, looking out for people who might just need help. They might need information because they come to the island. They don't know their way around. They might decide they're walking up to Onchan looking for a bus and they're heading in the wrong direction. You know, girls who go out in high heels and you know, they can't manage the whole night. We carry flip-flops. We carry bottles of water. We liaise with the police. We liaise with medical services so that if anything serious is happening, we contact them and we've got good relationship with them. But for the smaller things, it takes the pressure off those services. You know, they don't need to be there just because somebody's lost or they've lost their mates or their phone or whatever it is. We pick up a lot of broken glass, just looking out for people. And to us, it's also important that we show all those visitors just how hospitable and lovely the island is, you know, that they will receive care, that they will be looked after and they'll have a good time. So that's really the core of what's done to care for people and be out there in the community serving.
And I'm sure there are many people around the island who have been supported by street angels, whether it's just a small piece of advice, like you say, or whether they've borrowed some flip-flops if they've really needed them. Just tell us why you personally wanted to get involved.
Well, my husband, Joan, and I, we enjoy voluntary work like this. We think it's really, if you like, what makes the world go round, you know, that we're there to help one another. It's enjoyable. It's great to connect with people. You often find you've got new friends. You've made great, you've had great conversations, you know. When people are in holiday mode, they're often just very ready to make new friends and have a chat with you. They might not even really be in need, you know, they're just partying. They might be a little less inhibited because of having been in the pub for a while, you know, but it just it's not a difficult thing to do. It's an enjoyable thing to do. And we've done similar things in many different countries, you know, being quite, we're quite nomadic people as a family. And being in Europe again, not in Australia, but being in Europe again this year, being so close and being able to come over and revisit friends like the Harrisons just seemed like a great opportunity. And we have some friends wanted to come with us, friends who've not seen the island. And after the Isle of Man, we're going to England to help some people there and going to Scotland, similar things. They wanted to come along. So we said, yeah, why don't we do that? We managed to get on a boat even.
So there's a group of you. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a group of you coming over. How many is it coming over? And you say you're still on the lookout for somewhere to stay.
We are. We are six adults and there's one family in there. They've got two young or preteen children, 11 and 13. So six adults and a couple of young kids. We're looking for accommodation. Tommy and Sylvia were able to find some for us, but ideally if we could be together and also be in Douglas so that the night times, you know, it's easy to go out, it's easy to get back, that would be fantastic because we don't have much transport either if anyone's got a spare minivan. But we know, we absolutely know that with 50,000 extra people on the island, these things are, you know, they're booked up way ahead. But just thought we'd ask the question if anyone's got any space. We would be very grateful.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.